Welcome to Digital Filipino Talks, and for this episode, I have with me the entrepreneur behind send.com.ph, a courier service, Mr. Bjorn Pardo. Hi, Bjorn.
Hi.
Bjorn, you're one of the few courier services in the market that actually serves a lot of the online merchants today. And maybe for the benefit of our viewers, can you tell us more how send.com.ph is doing?
Well, Send is growing. I'm sure everyone knows that e-commerce is growing at a really fast pace. And you know, we're seeing new merchants joining us every single day. So I see it even growing at a faster pace in the future.
I recall during the Digital Filipino E-commerce Summit last November, you reported a high figure of the number of merchants already that are trading with Send and buyers that is almost around 100,000 combination of buyers and merchants themselves. However, I'm curious because despite the fact that the number of e-commerce sites are growing, it seems that a lot of the trading still happens on a face-to-face transaction. That means that only a small percentage actually gets to the courier. What is your take on that? Would you agree on that perspective?
Yes. I mean, there are a lot of face-to-face meetups. And there are several reasons for that. One is many people don't have credit cards. Many people don't feel safe trading online. We hope to bridge that gap between that offline and online and offline payment. Yeah, it's a new service that we're going to release. It's it's a COD, cash on delivery.
Okay. How does that work? It's like if I have a delivery, I will delegate the collection to you as well.
Yes, that's exactly how it works. We will be collecting on behalf of the merchant, and then be basically just remitting it back to them.
I remember that there was an attempt also for a similar service, but it works more on the mobile platform. And I recall when I was reviewing the terms then, I was somehow worried on the length of time on how the sum that was collected gets remitted to the merchant. So aren't you concerned that you might experience the same situation?
Well, what we are gonna try to do is keep it simple. We're trying to keep the process very simple, and by keeping it simple, we hope that merchants will accept it. And by keeping it simple, we can keep it fast, and I guess we'll see what happens. I mean, we hope that it's simple enough. We hope that it's fast enough. We believe it is.
How big is the volume right now that we're looking at? I mean, when you're looking at products that are being couriered, of course, it's up to you whether you want to speak for the entire industry or based on Send's experience. But how big is this market that we're looking at?
Well, I can tell you for Send, we deliver around 2,000 to 3,000 packages every day, and I don't know exactly how big of a how big of a percentage we get, but I can tell you that we do get close to 100 new merchants signing up with us every day.
And would you say that 80% of this are from online websites?
Merchants? I would say from our volume, over 90% is from
okay,
online.
Okay.
So, because if you, that's really who we target. So, we're not going to decline anyone who's not selling online, but most of the people who hear of us are through word of mouth. So, it's really, we really focus on e-commerce.
from your guesstimate, if you want to call it mm-hmm. guesstimate, how many percent do you think gets processed through courier?
You know, we conduct surveys every now and then.
Yes.
And, you know, I would say maybe 20% are 80% are done through courier, I would say.
So at least there's an increasing confidence.
Yeah, I think there's an increase, but 20% is still a big chunk.
Okay. Or maybe because these are high volume items or high value items also, like maybe a cell phone.
Yeah.
That not all people are confident in sending to courier, because if I recall correctly, you have to get insurance for that already the moment you start couriering more expensive items.
Mm-hmm.
So, will you also be following the same rules in terms of, I mean, not the rules, but how traditional courier does it for high value items?
Yeah, I think we have to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, although it doesn't happen much, sometimes mm-hmm. things do get lost, some things do get damaged.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And of course, the merchant also wants to have that peace of mind that
mm-hmm.
if ever something happens, I will be protected.
Mm-hmm. What tips can you give to either the merchant or the buyer or both? Who would like to venture into e-commerce or buying or selling products online, to have, I guess, confidence in the market, confidence from their buyers. Like if I am a merchant, even if the buyer is a first-time buyer, I will have enough confidence to the point that I will deal with the person. And at the same time, for a buyer as well, since they're buying from a merchant who might just have a classified ads listing, what tips can you give to the point that they can have confidence also from the person who's selling?
Yeah, well that's a really big challenge. That's one of the biggest concerns that we hear from buyers, is that they don't have that buyer confidence. And a lot of products that we've developed already and that we are planning to develop are focused on that.
Mm-hmm.
And a tip maybe I can give maybe some merchants is to really somehow display some sort of seal. We do have some a product right now which displays on any merchant site. They can download a badge which displays
mm-hmm.
how many deliveries that you've made through us.
Ah, okay.
So that gives buyers confidence that This company is legit, and
mm-hmm.
they're actually delivered, let's say, 500 packages through Send. So this is the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
So
more than just having your identity validated, it's really more of your track record as an
mm-hmm.
entrepreneur.
Yeah, it's one of our more popular products right
mm-hmm.
now, especially since we have some sort of rewards program attached
mm-hmm.
to it, where
mm-hmm.
if you deliver this many items and it shows up on your badge, you get, you know, certain discounts from us.
Okay.
And another thing is the COD. That's also related to that trust.
Okay. I noticed that some of the people in the club right now, I mean in the digital Filipino mm-hmm. community, have started offering a basic service, like either an e-commerce service or maybe a discount membership program, where they were able to build a customer base and then later on expanded to other types of services. In your case, do you have other plans for expanding Zen?
From an outsider's point of view, many people see us as purely a logistics company,
mm-hmm.
but we like to see ourselves as more of an e-commerce company
mm-hmm.
which has several a suite of services, and logistics is one service of that whole suite.
Mm-hmm.
And we do plan to get into, you know, payments through COD.
Mm-hmm.
And we are joining the group buying bandwagon.
Oh, okay.
We're going
so you'll be the third member in the club who's into group buying. Okay, okay.
So, yeah, I think we have a perfect user base for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have buyers, we have sellers.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's looking for a good deal, so I think it's a win-win for everyone.
Aren't you worried that because there are now, I think if I recall correctly, almost 20 group mm-hmm. buying sites already. But I guess because of the stable base, a big base that you have, I guess that will make you different also. But what makes you optimistic about this market? What makes you consider that, hey, this is worth going into?
Well, ever since the beginning, I believe that there's room for many, many players. Mm-hmm. If you look at the U.S., although the U.S. is the market is so much bigger, but they have hundreds, or mm-hmm. even, I think even thousands, or mm-hmm. maybe hundreds. But there is room for, I think, 20. There's still room for more. I still think there's a lot of room for more because a lot of businesses are really looking for that exposure, and we do have some secret features that we hope that buyers will appreciate, mm-hmm. and even merchants will appreciate, that will really make the deal even more of a deal.
Okay.
So that's something you have to just look out for, I guess.
Okay. So apart from having the COD payment and the group buying site coming out soon, is there anything else that we can expect, or what are your other plans for 2011?
For 2011, everything e-commerce, everything that we plan to do, it has something to do with e-commerce. So, we do plan to, try out some sort of advertising products, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or marketing products for, mm-hmm. for merchants, aside from the group buy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Actually anything e-commerce. So we're planning many things, so just have to look out for that.
Okay, so all the best to your plans for this year. I look forward to seeing your group buying site out soon.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Bjorn, and thank you, everyone.